The New York Times reported this morning that Russia has tested a new ground-based cruise missile, which could be a violation of the landmark arms control treaty that Presidents Reagan and Gorbachev negotiated in 1987. That treaty was seen as key to ending the Cold War. Joining us from Washington is New York Times reporter Michael Gordon, who broke the story. Michael Gordon, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, what exactly are the rules when it comes to testing these missiles?
Well, you can't do it is basically the rules. I mean, this was a agreement that was signed in 1987 and which banned ground launch missiles, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles. The Russians got rid of their SS-20. The Americans got rid of their ground launch cruise missiles in Pershing II. And, of course, you can't test and develop new ones. So the rules are pretty clear on this.
And what do we know about what the Russians have done?
What the American officials say is that by the end of 2011, that is basically 2 years ago, it had become clear to American intelligence community that there was a test of a ground launch cruise missile system in a prohibited range. Now, it's important to note that the Obama administration has not yet declared this formally to be a violation, and they're trying to engage the Russians in a private discussion to solicit a Russian explanation as to what this could be. But those discussions have been going on since May, and they've not been productive.
Well, why do you think that the Obama administration is being a little cagey about this? I saw the quote in your article from members of the administration who are not coming right out and saying this was a violation.
Because I think they don't want to declare it to be a violation. I mean, President Obama has indicated that he wants to pursue deeper cuts in strategic arms. It's really politically impossible to have deeper cuts and to have a follow-on treaty unless this compliance issue is resolved. And I think the State Department is hoping that they can negotiate a resolution for this. There are precedents for resolving compliance concerns. When Gorbachev was the Russian leader, he tore down a disputed ABM radar in Krasnoyarsk. So there are ways to address the problem, but they haven't been making any headway with the Russians.
Did you get any sense of what the Russian strategy is here, why they would be testing this cruise missile?
Well, to a lot of experts, it's actually not that surprising. Soon after the Russians signed this treaty in 1987, they developed a kind of buyer's remorse. And their argument was that they had threats around their periphery, China, Pakistan, nations like that. The Cold War was over, and this treaty precluded them from developing medium-range missiles. And indeed, during the Bush administration, the Russian defense minister approached Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and then Gates. In fact, Gates writes about this in his book and said, let's drop the treaty altogether, and then we can do what we want. And the Bush administration thought about that, but decided that wasn't something the allies would welcome and also could work to the disadvantage of American allies in Asia, and so they said no. So what it appears to be happening is that, at least in some sector of the Russian military-industrial complex, people have been experimenting, developing, pursuing technologies that would fill what the Russians consider to be a gap in their nuclear force structure.
Well, and now that it is out in the open, it'll be a story that we'll continue to follow. Michael Gordon, chief military correspondent for The New York Times, thanks so much for joining us.
Right. Thank you.